when you hear that sound, when you see the emotions, when you start to tap your foot, clap your hands to that very particular beat, when you start to dance, when you start to have some fun, listen, I'm done giving hints. If you know what I'm talking about, then you're a true musician. If not, then you will be a true musician soon enough. Promise. When I was just a little boy, I remember that some strange guy had come to my house and had this huge, and I mean gigantic, box. I was suddenly jumping and running all around the house until this man came to my front door. He said, "Special delivery for Mr. Robert Peter Maciosi." To this man, as soon as he said my name, I fell to the ground with a grin on my face. Within minutes, I broke the entire cardboard box and saw something tannish and brownish. I was wondering what the heck it was, and then I accidentally dropped on one of the objects, and a sound that I will never forget. I looked under the wreckage of the boxes and found out it was shiny gold round object. It was a Zildjian symbol signed by the creator of Zildjian drums himself. Within a few days, a man named Brian Gager started to teach me drums. He was my old and first music teacher at Montessori Center Academy, located in Glenshaw. Anyway, he was good at everything. Originally, he was a guitar player, and then a drummer, and then a singer. Like when I say everything, I mean everything. He knew it all. After a while of drum lessons, I was able to play complete beats and even songs by the most famous rock bands, such as Boston, Rush, Aerosmith, Judas Priest, and of course, Nirvana. The saddest day of my life was when he came to my house and he announced that he was moving to Toronto. After he left my house, he said that he forgot something. That something was a golden harmonica. The harmonica was passed down by generations, according to him. From that day, I haven't heard of him or seen of him since. After he left, I got more and more drum teachers, but I kept switching and replacing and then coming back. Eventually, I got so tired of it that I quit the drums for a while. At age 12, I became a drummer again, and I started teaching myself how to drum. And eventually, after practicing my butt off, I knew I just swore, but you know, drumming is the best thing ever and has kept my life going, so it deserves a little word here and there. The moral of the story is that no matter what you want to do with your life, never stop. I get hated, bullied, and even betrayed numerous times. It never stopped me from doing what I like to do, drumming. So one final thing I have to say is follow your heart and follow your dreams and never give up.